Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game, moving along on a busy Wednesday. Let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, Master Angler, means he's caught all 33 types of fish at Lake Champlain. Hey, it's Drew Price. How you doing, Drew?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
Did you even catch the sucky fish, too? You caught the sucky fish also?
I am the state record holder for the white sucker. So, yes, I have caught the sucky fish.
Well, Artie means the sea lamprey.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
The sea lamprey is the one I'm talking about.
Oh, the sea lamprey? That's not one of the species that's in the Master Angler program, but I have caught them. I have caught them in the lake or in the streams when they're spawning. You can walk right up to them and grab them.
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't go within 10 feet of one of those things. They look terrifying.
They are terrifying, but you know what? I've actually stuck them to my forehead, and no ill has come to me. So they're not as terrifying as you think.
Oh, I love it.
I guess to be a master angler, you got to catch all 33 types. I had no idea, and I've lived here most of my life, that there's 33 types of fish. How long does that take?
Well, so that's 33 species of fish that are in the Vermont Master Angler Program. Okay. There's actually 86 species of fish in Lake Champlain. Wow. You know, that's covering everything from the little tiny minnows all the way up to the lake sturgeon. And not all of those fish are obviously in that program. But, yeah, it took me, but for those species in the Master Angler program, it took me 8 years to get them all.
Wow.
Was that because they were so elusive that you only see them, like, once a year, and then when you had it on the hook, it swam away? Like, how difficult was it?
Well, it was really difficult. I mean, I literally fished the four corners of Vermont. I fished all over the place. There is one fish. There's actually a saltwater fish that's on that list. The American shad. The American shad only shows up in the Connecticut River and Vernon Bellows Falls in May and June. So you have like a 1 month to 6 week window to be able to target that fish. But some of these other fish are like the lake whitefish. That was kind of my white whale for a while. There's a lot of them in the lake, but people don't know how to catch them around here. So it took me, about 3 winters of ice fishing to figure out where they were and how to catch them.
Rich wants to drive around to all 251 towns and get a dopey bumper sticker that commemorates. I know you don't want a bumper sticker. Do you have a Master Angler bumper sticker?
I do not have a Master Angler bumper sticker. The state did give me a really cool plaque made out of Vermont maple, recognizing my accomplishment, though. So, that was pretty awesome. Wasn't expecting it, but was really surprised when they showed up and handed it to me.
Is Champ one of those 86 species?
Well, I think Champ is actually a combination of a number of those species. I really think it's a misidentified fish a lot of times. Some drunk guy from Jersey sees a boatman in the water, has no idea what it is, and it's all of a sudden 10 feet long and tried to eat his leg,
Do you buy worms by the pound?
I mean, what do you use as bait? Most of the time I'm a fly angler. I use artificials most of the time. I don't really fish worms that often, except when I'm fishing with kids and trying to get them into fish.
Wow.
Now, Lake Champlain's what, about 120 miles long? How hard is Lake Champlain to fish?
Well, it can be really challenging. The way I do it, I'm a fishing guide as well. And I get people who call me up and say, hey, I want to learn how to fly fish Lake Champlain. And, the first thing I think of is, well, I got a client for life here. but the second thing, I say to them is, listen, you can't really just learn how to fly fish Lake Champlain or fish Lake Champlain. You got to start in different parts of it. It's like trying to eat an elephant. You got to do it one bite at a time. So I really just, I focus on specific sections of the lake, and target fish in those sections. The other thing about what I do and what I did in the Master Angler program, of those 33 species, 31 of them were either caught by me on foot or in my canoe. Only two of them were caught in motorized vessels.
Wow. Is it dangerous to fish Lake Champlain? Are you getting pulled over and we're never going to see you again or something?
Well, I mean, it can be. You know, Lake Champlain is a tough. It can be a really tough lake to be on when you don't have a motor. Right, you have to pick and choose your days, and even then, you can get caught by a sudden storm. I got caught a couple of years ago on the lake with a client. And it was pretty sketchy. I mean, I went from a little, 4 to 6 inch chop to 3 to 4 foot waves. So you really have to be aware of what's going on and pay attention to the weather. When the weather people are right, because, they're often not. I will often say to my clients that, got to be great to be a weatherman because you can be wrong most of the time and still keep your job.
Yeah.
Drew Price, Master Angler, with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. What advice would you give to us three people who can't bait a hook?
Well,
get a net. That would be my advice.
Get dynamite.
Well, a net definitely is really helpful to have. but, it's not difficult to do, really. If you want to start learning how to fish, is really just get an outfit and go out and try it. Get a fishing license. The state this year has seen record license sales. People don't have a lot going on because of COVID, and they're up, 60% from last year, which is great. So you have a ton of people who have never fished before who are out there doing it. And really, a simple spinning rod with, a weight and hooks and worms, and you go to pretty much any decent-sized river in the state, you're going to catch something. And it may not be, this big, beautiful trout, but, it's going to be like a rock bass or a smallmouth bass or a white perch or something like that, and you'll have fun doing it,
Drew.
I've been going out with some coworkers who've never fished before, and they're having a great time.
Wow. I was going to say, earlier this week, we saw these sports ranked by difficulty. The top 60
yep.
sports ranked. Where do you think fishing came in on the top 60 most difficult sports?
Number one being the most difficult?
No, it was number 60.
Yes, number one
being
the most
difficult. Oh, I'm sorry, I gave it away. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would say fishing in general is not super difficult, but different aspects of it, like fly fishing is to going out with worms, totally different ball game, right?
Yeah.
To become an accurate fly caster, you're going to spend about 40 or 50 hours of practicing how to cast
wow.
to become competent.
Wow.
And to get a good 30 to 40 foot cast, which is about what you need. So, it takes time to get really good with that. A spinning rod, it doesn't take that much effort to learn how to use, right? And so you can make it as easy or as difficult as you want to make it, right?
Right.
It's like anything else. It really depends on what you want to do. I'm going back through the Master Angler fish that I didn't get on a fly rod and trying to get those with a fly rod.
Hmm.
So I'm making it even harder for myself. Last year I got a 20-pound channel catfish on a fly rod. Most people around here don't ever catch channel catfish on a fly rod. I got a walleye earlier this year on a fly. People get them accidentally, but I was specifically targeting them, so you can make it as difficult as you want to make it, or you can make it as simple as you want to make it. It's all up to you.
Drew, we have these images of someone like me who hasn't fished since he was 10 years old, I'm not proud to say, but, of these five-hour massive battles with these 600-pound monsters. And have you had any of those encounters?
I just last week, I hooked into a carp with a fly rod on Lake Champlain, and it was only about a 20-pound fish, but that thing took me an hour to land.
Wow.
It had heart, I would get it in and it would take off again and then it would just go underneath the boat and it would just hug underneath the boat and it would stay on the bottom. And it took forever to land that thing. And,
wow.
and it's that's a lot longer than I normally take to land one. it just had heart, and it was awesome. I was whipped by the end of it. You know, it took me an hour to land this thing. You know, my arms and shoulders were tired. But you know, I mean, that's an endurance sport right there. You know,
that's higher than number 60. Drew, wow. We'll get you out of here. Two quicker questions. Bigger problem you run into when you're fishing: having to go to the bathroom or getting bitten by mosquitoes?
Oh, geez. I would say the mosquitoes are a bigger problem for me. I hate those things.
And lastly, I may not be an angler, but I watch anglers. So Jeremy Wade, River Monsters, he's my guy. Loved that show. You actually took him out on Lake Champlain, did you not?
I did a couple of times. Took him out during the filming the episode Vampires of the Deep. And then that same summer in 2012, he came back and fished with me just to go fishing.
Does he?
And he's a great guy.
Does he? I was going to say, does he look at you like some local yokel, or does he look at you like a local hero?
You know, he sent me a copy of his book, one of his books, and he said, he wrote in there, we couldn't have done it without you. You know, so he's a great angler. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to catch fish, but he relies on local knowledge on where to find those fish and how to catch them.
Wow. Cool. Wow. A lot of fun. Drew Price, of course, master angler. Drew, we'll have to go out fishing with you, but you have to bait my reel, and you also have to take the fish off the hook for me. I can't do that either.
Well, we can do that. We can arrange it.
Drew, thanks a lot for stopping by. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.